day up here, 41, 42 degrees. Nice to see that temperature rising up here. But down south, we're going to the sunny south at Tyndall, South Dakota. Steve Sutera, who's a farmer down there, former extension agronomist. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. A nice cool morning here.
Yeah, but did you get into that snow last night? Yesterday, the Sioux Falls got?
Yesterday, we got about 12 inches here. Was really wet, heavy snow. You know, it's amazing how fast it's disappearing. But, you know, then with the snow that we had on the weekend with that blizzard, you know, we caught close to, I'd say, a good 20 inches of snow or more. You know, moisture-wise, I don't know what that measures out to, but it's got to be at least 2.5 inches, I would say.
So you guys are probably pretty wet down there then.
Yeah, you know, up to this point, you know, when you drive by fields, you know, and see some of the low spots, you know, and there was no water standing in them yet, and I thought, okay, you know, guys are going to be able to get going fairly early this spring, provide the weather turns around. But I drove around a little bit yesterday, and there's a lot of water standing in low spots now. It just, you know, all this snow runoff and everything, it's just filling up low spots now.
Now, is your frost out of the ground down there?
Yes, our frost is out. So, you know, a lot of the moisture is moving, it's, you know, working its way down. You know, when there's waterways and various drainage ditches and what have you, it's all starting to find its way into the low areas.
Yeah, and well, that's got to be a good feeling, though, in a way, that you're going to have plenty of moisture down in the soil anyway.
Right. You know, it's always better to start out with a little bit of extra versus on the short end because, you know, we were kind of that situation last year, too. Started out a little bit on the wet side and then got pretty dry in the summer. The fall was just mediocre, but, you know, once we got into that December, it started raining or snowing, and our winter's been pretty wet.
Yeah, it's been a long winter for everybody, I think. Any work going on down there yet, Steve?
Very, very little. I had talked to one of the fellows that works at the co-op a couple weeks ago, and he said maybe a couple of loads of fertilizer went out, but that's about it. So, you know, when it gets nice, everybody's going to be busy and ready to get rolling with putting on fertilizer and getting out into the fields. But it's going to take time. It's wet out there. So, you know, I don't foresee any field activity, you know, for at least 10 days.
Now, when do you guys usually start planting your corn down there, Steve? Are you usually
out
in the field now?
The guys that plant the early planted corn this time of year, we oftentimes, you know, would see them out there this third week of April, fourth week of April for sure. The last 2 years, we've been kind of on the wet side in the spring, so farmers haven't gotten into the fields until in May. And a lot of farmers, if they can't get their corn in by that first week of May, they do the prevented planting. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this year.
Well, and I think some were talking about, you know, they were talking about increase in spring wheat acres coming around. But, boy, I think that could be a hard sell as we still get
later.
Yeah,
the spring wheat, it's pretty, you know, it needs to be in the ground already, you know. I mean, before you get it planted, we could get some awfully hot weather when it's, you know, when it still needs to be cool for it. So I don't foresee, you know, small grain plantings, but I guess, you know, we might see an increase in the soybean thing just simply because it'll be pushing late for corn. And a lot of guys got caught last year with, you know, the later planted corn. It didn't dry down, and so drying the corn down was an issue throughout the winter.
But they have a little time to make that decision. But I know, were the acres of corn going to be down in your area anyway this year? Or were they going to be about the same?
I guess I don't know. You know, the price of corn has come back a little bit right now. I don't think there was going to be a big change. I think maybe a little bit, just simply, you know, because of weather conditions. And although last year a lot of corn didn't get planted, and so, you know, I think we were going to see as much corn planted this spring, if not even a little more, provided they could get out in time.
Well, I know the markets sure don't know, can't keep track of what's going on. They're trying to guess between the tariffs and the weather and stuff. They're all kind of going. I don't think we know where we're going on that right now.
It's been a kind of a bouncing around kind of a deal. You're right. There's too many factors involved in this thing right now, and so you know, some guys just have a plan of, you know, selling off so much corn every so often, and I guess maybe that's still probably one of the good ways of doing it, because they're hitting some of the highs more often that way.
Well, you do, and there's been some chances to take advantage of that out there. How are the cattle doing down there? How'd they come through the storm?
You know, that's been the biggest issue, and what most guys are talking about right now is how the cattle are coming through this. You know, I heard, you know, guys having some issues with, you know, especially if they're just calving right now, you know, and keeping the calves with the moms and healthy and everything. In terms of losses, I haven't heard of, you know, anything extravagant, you know, one here and there, whatever. I know out west, you know, farther west, you know, more towards that Gregory winter area where they really got some big snow. I've heard some pretty significant losses there, but around here I'm not hearing anything too much out of the ordinary.
Well, we hope. I know we lost some, but some people lost some, but we hope that it doesn't get too bad with some of the sicknesses with the wet, cold conditions that we had. And I think that's the problem is some of these, they can take some cold weather, but you get a wet coat on them. It really reduces
that. And, you know, the wet coat, the wet ground, and no sunshine. You know, we went last week, I think we had maybe 1 or 2 days of sunshine is all we had, you know, and that's probably more important for little calves than anything. It's just they can handle cold. It's just that when it's wet and not sunny that, you know, you start having health issues.
Well, I think everybody thought we had plenty of bedding around this year, but I know some guys are getting kind of short. This last month's taken a lot of that.
You know, that's, I've heard that from a lot of guys, you know, thought they had plenty of bedding and, you know, they're running short. Just the, in general, the hay situation, you know, the winter was, for the most part, it was pretty cold. It's been long. And so they're going through hay a lot faster than they normally would, too. So it's using up some of those surplus hay supplies. So there aren't as many piles sitting around like there usually are this time of year.
Have you seen any alfalfa breaking down there, Steve, at all moving or just?
You know, I really haven't checked. I did talk to a guy just the other day, and he said, you know, he went out and looked, and he said the alfalfa hadn't done anything yet. You know, so, you know, and this time of year, usually we'll see alfalfa growth, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches already.
I know.
So I think, you know, this year, 3 cuttings might be all it works for guys, because that first cutting just isn't going to be ready until, you know, towards the end of May.
Well, I know we're going to, once we get to these temperatures, it's 60, that alfalfa is going to start shooting and working pretty good. So hopefully we can keep from knocking it down again with the frost or something.
Right. I mean, that'll be the big thing. If we can avoid a real cold snap again once this stuff starts growing so that we don't set it back again, that'll be the important thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to Paul later here because talking about weeds, I think when the sun comes out, we're going to have a flush of weeds like crazy. Might be able to burn it down this year.
Well, it'll time will tell. You know, it's I think we're going to see a lot of no-till planting. Guys are going to just get in and get it planted, and then the fertility and weed control will come.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to, I think, Steve, once we get going, but we have, it's different than when we started Extension back in the early days. They got some equipment that can go in pretty quick now.
Yeah, you know, what used to take a couple weeks of planting time, you know, guys can you do that in half or a third of the time now. So it's not a matter of being able to get out there and get it done, you know, if you need several weeks, because most guys can get their planting done in about 10 days.
Yeah, all we need is some sunshine and Mother Nature to
Right. Give
us some warm weather. Steve, thank you very much. Good luck. I heard you're working for a sale, huh? Your brother's getting his...
Yeah, my brother's got a show pig sale Saturday evening, so we're getting set up for that today.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks for joining me, and hope you get some sunshine with everybody else.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. And that's Steve Sutton.